Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We have been following this story that the Trump administration has dramatically escalated its opposition to the International Criminal Court, the ICC, with the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing a campaign to systematically disable or even dismantle the court. Washington has argued that the ICC threatens U.S. sovereignty and could expose American officials. To help us understand this and follow these implications, we're joined by Professor Eitan Gilboa. He is an expert on U.S. affairs at Bar-Ilan University, Reichman University. Professor, a very good morning and welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard.
So this is, from an Israel perspective, of course, the less power that the ICC has given their behavior over the last while. This is obviously good news. But let's just look at it from a legal, practical, and international law perspective. What does this mean, considering that the U.S. wasn't and isn't a party to the Rome Statute?
Unfortunately, not too much. The ICC, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, is one of the most corrupt agencies of the United Nations. It has the name of court in it. Has nothing to do with court procedures or justice. It is a highly politicized institution that has singled out Israel for special treatment, like other UN agencies, such as the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. I don't think the United States would be able to dismantle or even leading a process to dismantle it. It should have been dismantled years ago. The reason for that is obviously United Nations itself. The court draws its authority from the United Nations, and therefore I don't think it would be possible to neutralize it. However, I think this article that Marco Rubio published in the Wall Street Journal, in which he explained the politics of this rotten institution, is very important. The lead prosecutor of this court is a corrupt British citizen who is being accused of rape. And many people say that the reason for the arrest warrants he issued against Netanyahu and the then defense minister Gallant were designed to distract attention from his own criminal behavior. He is still there. He might be removed, but it tells you something about that place. I think it's a highly problematic issue for Israel. The reason for that is that 128 countries signed the Rome Agreement, which established that court. Incidentally, the initiative was from personalities who were concerned about real genocide, not the one that enemies of Israel are blaming it in Gaza. The idea was to prosecute leaders who are guilty for committing genocide and other crimes against humanity. But this particular mission of the court has never really been achieved.
The other idea is, as far as I understand, is that it is meant for situations where the country itself doesn't have a legal process or a judiciary to hold anybody, to hold themselves or their military or their leaders accountable. So therefore, it should hardly apply to places like the US, to Israel, to where we've seen leaders, past leaders, going to prison, for example, for breaking the law. There's certainly accountability from the courts. And I would imagine that it's that area that becomes problematic, because how do you define that? That becomes sort of this nebulous argument. If you hate Israel, then of course you're going to say that Israel doesn't have the judiciary or the a way to hold leaders accountable, and the same to the U.S. So it really does, I imagine, depend on whoever is, whatever sentiment is prevailing, which is quite a dangerous process for a court.
You are quite right. Israel and the United States did not join the Rome Statute. They are not members of this corrupt international court. And the reasons are very clear. Both Israel and the United States suspected at the time when this court established that it's going to be used and manipulated for political reasons. So there has been a huge debate whether or not countries that have not signed the agreement to establish the court should be put on trial at all. But the court itself decided that it has authority to accuse leaders of countries, even those who did not join the court. So this is ridiculous. The second thing is that the whole process against Israel started with the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority is not a state. In order to be a member of the court, you have to be a state. So one of the previous prosecutors decided, she advised the Palestinian Authority how to manipulate all kinds of loopholes to become like a member of the court. This is ridiculous. And my problem is with Western European countries, France, Germany, Britain, Belgium, Netherlands, all of those countries are playing the game that authoritarian countries such as Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, some of the most authoritarian countries in the world, are manipulating the court for their own purposes. And this is also true for many UN agencies, like the Human Rights Council, which I mentioned earlier. This you have one of the most authoritarian countries in the world, members of this corrupt institution, and Western European countries are playing this as if those countries are legitimate members of the international community. Anytime I hear the term international community, I'm laughing. What international community? This is one of the most corrupt, ineffective UN in general, and many of its organs in particular.
So the fact is that, as you're saying, it doesn't have any particular consequence, what the US's announcement, in a practical sense. But what does it do to the credibility, the US making such a clear and overt statement about the ICC?
Howard, this is exactly the point. Because many people, citizens as well as politicians, don't care much about it. But I think it is very important to discredit, delegitimize the court. And I think this is what should be done time and again. The UN itself, some of its agencies, not all of them, but some of them, have to be completely discredited so that public opinion in many countries understand that these are not real courts. They are dummy kangaroo courts, in American terms, courts that do not really contribute to international law, laws of war, or justice in the world. They do exactly the opposite. This is why I consider the article published by Marco Rubio and actions that have to be taken, like the United States imposed sanctions on judges, so-called judges of the court. They are not real judges, and the prosecutors. So this is important to place sanctions against those who serve in this court, and that way to undermine its legitimacy.
That is all we have time for. Thank you, as always, Professor Eitan Gilboa, expert on the U.S., talking to us about the comments and about the approach by the U.S. administration towards the ICC.